filed our challenge yesterday in the Constitutional Court, which is a new court established in terms of the new constitution. In terms of the rules, the matter must be disposed of, meaning that it must be finalized within 14 days. So within the 14 days, starting yesterday, the judges must begin to sit to hear the case. The Chief Justice will call the lawyers next week from both sides to see how this matter can be dealt with, because it involves a lot of evidence. But in terms of the law, again, no swearing in of the president or any member of parliament will take place until the matter is finalized. The MDC is challenging principally on 15 grounds, which include bribery, deprivation of the voters' roll, disenfranchisement of the people of Zimbabwe, as well as intimidation and, in some instances, violence.
What do you think are the prospects of your case, especially when a majority of the observers, especially the African Union and SADC, said the election was peaceful?
In fact, the reports of the African Union and the SADC have actually made our case even stronger. In terms of the reports of SADC and the African Union, the election was peaceful and free, but it was not fair. So they said, although it was not fair, it is okay on account of the peacefulness. But our constitution is very clear that an election must be peaceful and free and fair. So they have said it was unfair, but it was free. So that is a good plus for our case. But also importantly, the report from the African Union and the SADC was an interim report. They are yet to do their final report. And now we have now presented to them a dossier of the malpractices in this election. The MDC is not perturbed by the prospects of injustice in this case. We are saying we are putting this information to the courts as well as to the public, both the Zimbabwean public and the international public, so that the Court of Public Opinion makes its decision, as well as these courts. But we are saying to the courts, we want to see how unjust you can be.
Talking about how unjust the court could possibly be, there are suggestions that a host of the judicial system and the security system are sympathizers of President Robert Mugabe's party, so your possible success appears to be slim. What do you say to those assertions?
We are very much aware of the injustice, the odds against us, looking at the history of the Constitutional Court. But in this particular case, the persons on trial are not the MDC. It is Robert Mugabe, the courts, the Zimbabwe electoral authorities. So what we are doing is we are putting before them insurmountable evidence and saying to them, act in terms of the law. The law says if there are these irregularities, evidence that President Mugabe, for example, was doling out gifts, teacups, as well as teapots and so on, to support us in return to votes. His wife was giving foodstuffs, and it's on television and it's on video. If you get this evidence, show us how unjust you can be. So to us, the trial is not of the MDC. It is the trial of ZANU-PF and the institutions.
But some people will say that in Africa, these things happen where gifts are given as part of the campaign. So if one group is able to do that and you are unable to do that, you don't blame them, because nobody forced these voters to vote for the ZANU-PF.
Fortunately, our constitution actually is very specific. Our constitution and our electoral law proscribes or prevents or outlaws giving of gifts in an election. So it's a clear crime in terms of the electoral law. It's a clear malpractice. But let me just say, I hear the case sometimes that this is Africa and so on. But let me say that there is nothing African about unfairness. There is nothing African about failing to hold elections in terms of the guidelines. By the way, there are SADC guidelines, the Southern African Development Committee guidelines on free and fair elections. And these guidelines also proscribed the issues of bribery.